Today is July 7th, 2006, and you are listening to Bits of Bryn. I apologize for how long it's been since my last podcast. I've made you wait for over a month, and I'm sorry. I'm going to work extra hard so that way you have no less than 8 podcasts for the remainder of the summer. For Gigabits today, it's very long. The first item at hand is that I have attended 2 different group sessions with Michael Goodrich. He is a level 5 speech-level singing instructor in California. I was so excited to be able to go to his workshops. My voice teacher was able to get a great, great bargain for these 2 workshops, and so I was able to spend over 4 hours learning from him. He was amazing. He gave some fantastic tips, and he worked with me personally in front of the whole group. It was such an amazing experience to be able to work with him. He was able to give me some wonderful pointers on my voice, my vowel placements. I found it interesting how he said you need to talk like an Irishman, like the song My Heart Will Go On. The high part is we'll stay forever this way, and I always have a hard time hitting that note. And if you go back and listen to that song I did a couple of months ago, you will definitely hear that there are many technical problems at the end. And he said, in order to land it, you have to sing we'll stay forever this way. And I sang that, and there was an instant improvement. You just go, instead of, we'll stay forever this way, you know, it's really wide, and it splats, and it doesn't sound good. But if you go, we'll stay forever this way, you can tell that there's a big difference in just the way that you form all the vowels, and I thought that was a wonderful pointer. And he also told my voice teacher about whistle tone, because she was trying to kick my butt with some Mariah Carey songs, Emotions and Vision of Love. And you know how she goes really high, highest E on the piano. It's just incredible what she can hit. And so she asked him a question, and he told everyone about whistle tone, and it is possible for anyone to warm their voices up to that range. And I was like, no way. I don't even believe this. So I tried it, and it worked. It was incredible. I never thought of warming up. You have to do those sirens. I'm not going to do it here. It's too embarrassing. But I was just amazed at what a simple warm-up can open up an entire new octave to my voice, and that was amazing. I've learned a lot from those 2 sessions, and I feel like I've improved technically. I have set up donations on my site, and I want to thank Rick in Arizona for donating enough for me to buy a guitar. He completely sponsored that purchase, and I am so thankful. I bought that guitar today, a few hours ago. I am so pleased with this guitar. It's the Ibanez AEF-30 ETVS model. Oh, I'm in love with it. Besides the fact that it looks snazzy, the action is fantastic, and you don't have to press hard on the strings to make a sound, so my fingers aren't going to fall off while I play it, because I like to play for hours on end, and I usually have really bad indents for a couple of days, and I can't play, which isn't healthy, of course, because I'm just really killing my skin, and this makes it possible that I don't have to do that anymore. Plus, the proportions between the frets are much easier to play, and it's just really easy to play. It's so much easier than the guitar that I had. It's just really difficult to get a good sound out of it, because the action on the strings is really bad. You get all that squeak and hardly any sound, and I never liked that. And plus, this guitar has electrics. I bought a Ibanez amp for it, so I can plug it in and just fill the room with booming sound. That will also help with this podcast. I can plug it into my mobile pre from M Audio, just one cable, and I can have the guitar without going through all the mics, the condenser mics, take after take with the microphone banging into the guitar. It's just going to be so much easier now, and I am excited, and I'll be able to use it at gigs, and I'm just thrilled beyond words, and I'm really thankful for Rick for paying for that. I'm thinking of saving up for a few more pieces of equipment before I start fundraising for the Seth Riggs Vocal Camp for next summer. I didn't make it this year, but of course it was $2,000 to save up in 30 days. Very improbable. And so I'm going to work for that for next summer, because everyone I know that's gone there has just, oh my goodness, they've improved heads and shoulders from when before they went. But I'll keep you posted, and thank you for your support. I've got a few upcoming gigs. I'm booked for the entertainment on several county fairs around my state, and I'm also going to be in an idol competition, a local idol competition for my city. That's in August, August 3rd, I believe. I'll keep you posted on that. I was in it a few years ago. I sang the Martina McBride Broken Wings song, but this year they're like saying, oh, do you want to be the first idol? And I'm just laughing, saying, oh, I did that before. But because they're resetting it, I can participate again, even though I won the last time, second place. But I'll be able to participate again, and I definitely will. I'm excited for it. And I'm also booked at a few craft houses around town. I'm excited. I've got a long list of gigs on my MySpace page. It's myspace.com/bitsofbrin, BITZOFBRIN. I wish that I could show my face and my real location, but I have to have an EP ready for sale. I mean, I'd love for anyone who's around me to come to my gigs, but if I don't have something available, then I really don't want to take the risk of showing all my information because of all the cuckoos there are on the internet. And if you've been a listener to me for a while, you'll know that a couple of months ago, I was Skyped by a pedophile, and that was really traumatizing for me, and I really don't want to, like, expose myself to those types of people until I have really something to offer, some merchandise, and I don't yet, but as soon as I do, I would love, I'm gonna have to say where I am, because I'm going to need people, lots of people showing up to my events to reimburse the venue so I can actually make a small profit, because lots of the venues that I would be going to, they take $500 off the top, and so you have to bring in at least 70 people to even make a dollar. But anyway, I'm currently writing some songs. I don't know about, well, I wrote one, it's called Empty. I'm going to play it for you. I can tell that there's some problems with it. I'm probably going to be tweaking it and polishing it up, but I figured, hey, this is a podcast, and you guys are here to be with me every step of the way, and so I'm going to play for you my first draft of the song Empty as the song of the week with my new guitar. I'm excited for that. I hope that you enjoy it. Today in Music Bits, we learn that in a musician's world, the price to pay for free speech is canceled shows. Now, if you've been following the Dixie Chicks the past 3 years, you'll know that they're rather uninhibited with their colorful opinions. In 2003, they claimed that they were ashamed to come from the same state as President Bush, and that resulted in a lot of controversy. But and then they apologized for that comment, and they were fine. Until this year, when they retracted the apology right before their album came out. Now, I don't know about you, but that's, like, really not smart. Then they release a song on the album called I'm Not Ready to Make Nice, which, when my dad says, pokes a finger in the eye of anyone who disagreed with their comments beforehand. And then that song was actually pulled from the radio. I heard it the week that it was released. I'm not really familiar with the sound of the Dixie Chicks because after I heard White Trash Wedding and Goodbye Earl, I was just done with the Dixie Chicks. I wasn't interested anymore. So when I heard the song playing, I'm like, oh, this is a really nice guitar part. But then, like, the girl started singing, and I'm like, wait a second. And then the chorus, and I was like, ugh, and I turned it off. Later, I found out, oh, that's the Dixie Chicks. No wonder I didn't like it. But that song was pulled from the radio because It was just so mean. I can't even believe it. And now Natalie Maines is at it again, declaring, who wants to be a patriot anyway? And now we find out that their tour shows are actually being canceled because they're not filling enough seats. And there's like only one show that they're in Toronto. It sold out in 8 minutes and they canceled it because they're concerned about the SARS virus outbreak. Oh my goodness. I'm so glad that's not me. But what can I learn from this? I have to learn from other people's mistakes, so I don't have to make them myself, of course. So if I want to voice controversial opinions, then I'm going to have to accept all the controversy that comes from them and all the dislike and hate towards me. I know I'm free to say whatever I want. That's one of the five rights from the First Amendment. But I'm not free to demand that other people be happy with what I say. I mean, the First Amendment is freedom of speech, so I can say whatever I want, and then anyone else can say whatever they want about what I said. And I don't know, some people just don't get that. They think that they can just say something, and then everyone else has to deal with it because they have a right. But oh, I don't know. I mean, even here on the podcast, I say, I don't like the Dixie Chicks. And then maybe you absolutely adore the Dixie Chicks, and now you're going to not listen to my podcast, and you're going to send me a hate mail. And I'm going to say, oh, well, I said I didn't like the Dixie Chicks. I earned this email. It's just, it's to be expected. Not everyone's going to agree with what you say. And so I guess what I would think is if you're going to be a musician, stay out of politics. Focus on the music, and that way no one will get offended. Unless they hate your lyrics. I pity the Dixie Chicks. They just go around and they say things, and then they're surprised when their shows don't fill up. And I just feel really bad for them because they just don't see the connection between their controversial remarks and their lack of success in the music industry. For open mic today, there are two questions. The first one is from Nessa Rose in Utah, and it says, where do you want your music career to take you? Well, Nessa, for me, I just want my music career to allow me to be successful and support myself and my future family. I want to have financial security, and I want to be able to I want to make a living doing the thing that I love best. And I really love music, and I connect with music every day. And it's just really important to me. And I think being able to have a career in the field that I really love would be really rewarding and something to be proud about. And I want to be successful in the music career so I can just live off of it. And I don't know, I don't necessarily want to be rich and famous, although I wouldn't mind getting rich. I just really want my music career to take off enough so I can live comfortably and support the people that I'm going to love. I've got another open mic segment. This one is an audio, and it's from Dixie. Here it is.
Hey, Bryn, this is Dixie. I was just wondering, why did you choose country instead of like pop or rock or jazz or alternative? If you could please let me know, that'd be awesome.
Well, Dixie, for me, country was actually a strange decision. Towards the beginning, if you've listened to my other podcasts, I absolutely detested country music because, oh, what was it? I said that it was about old men and their trucks and dogs and all their women. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, I hated country. Oh, gross. All those stupid songs. Like, I was watching MTV when I was little, and there was this song. There was a music video, and it went, Maria, shut up and kiss me. And I'm like, this is country? Ew. And I like really, oh, I've detested country. And then a couple years ago, when I was in the Idol competition, I discovered Martina McBride, and I'm like, wait a second, this is country, and I like it. What's wrong with me? I need a lobotomy. But I just was getting to listen to more and more of her, and then I found Shania Twain, and Faith Hill, Alison Krauss, Union Station, and I've just fallen in love with country that I've got now that I've gotten older and realized that those men really aren't country. They're just gross. You know? They're just gross. But after country music actually became an option and I found that I could sing it very well, I was actually considering it instead of pop because all my old idols had started to grow up and outgrow their genre, and so I was becoming disinterested in pop music. Then Kelly Clarkson came along, and then I was having a really hard time choosing because I wanted to be just like Kelly Clarkson because she's amazing. And even now, I have immense respect for Kelly Clarkson because of how amazingly talented that she is. But I don't know, I can't really connect emotionally with pop music. Country music, there's just something about it that just cuts me to the core, and I just love it with such a passion that I have to be a part of it. I hope that answers your question. And don't forget that you can ask me a question by emailing me at bitsofbrin@gmail.com. That's BITZOFBRIN. Or you can visit my website, bitsofbrin.com. And on the right-hand side, there is an audio button that you can just click and record a question, and I'll play it on the podcast. Thanks. For the song of the week this week, you get a mic check. Check, check, 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're all done. Okay, I'm just kidding. The song of the week this week will be a live sound check. Me and my new guitar hooked up to the Mobile Pre. And I've got my MXL 990 microphone. And I'm going to do a dry run of my first draft of the original song, Empty. I cannot hear you. The sound. Out. What the heck? What did I do? I don't even know what I did. Oh my gosh, the guitar hit the mic stand. Okay, let's start over.
I cannot hear you. The sounds is too loud to drown out. I cannot see. Dark that blinds my eyes, trapped in my head, with only him to think about, 'cause he don't wanna love me no longer. He's never gonna hold me again. It's too much to take in. What could have I done? Another way to make him stay. I thought he was the one, but I guess that I was wrong. Why is it over? I thought he'd never say goodbye. I wonder if the blame belongs to me. Is it all my fault? Did I forget to let him see how much he meant to me? There's no use crying. I've been so cold. someone else. There's no point in smiling, 'cause I'd be lying to myself. How did he get so far away? Maybe I wasn't good enough. We used to be in love. There's a noise crying over what has passed. I should have known that it was far too good to last. It's time to give up, 'cause he's already moving on. Just the way he walked away, said he's never gonna love me again. And since he decided to go, inside I've been so cold and empty.
Thanks for listening to my podcast, and I will be back at you next week.